This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, 10-2 on that school bus steering wheel, Evans. Oh, yeah, I got the driving gloves on. Oh, they're looking good. I'm driving, sitting here in the driver's seat of the bus, of course, the yellow school bus here in the Greasy Garage Studio. We crammed it. They squeezed it right in here. Oh, it feels good. Sitting on that nice brown, hard, well, it's vinyl. Ugh, sweaty. Yeah, it stinks. Starting to stink a little bit. I just want to do a shout-out to all the school bus drivers out there. Hey, thank you. I do appreciate you and putting up with all the rest of us, driving and wanting to pass. Don't pass the school buses, folks. Don't do it. It's school time again. The yellow buses are out there. The Magic School Bus. Did you ever get to watch that show with your grandkids or your kids? I did. The Magic School Bus. That's what we're in today, and I want to thank each and every one of you for climbing into the listener seat here on the school bus. Hopefully in life that you are on and in the right seat on the bus. Sometimes, you know, each seat in the bus is a good seat, as long as you're happy with where you're sitting at in the school bus. Sometimes you might not want to drive the school bus, and sometimes you just want to be in the back, and that's good. Nothing wrong with that. It takes all of us to fill a school bus, and here we are, all of us. Good to have you along. Again, you're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host here. It's good to be along with you with the steering wheel off a school bus and the sitting on a brown vinyl seat. You can probably hear it squeaking in the background. Anyway, good to be here with you. Here today on the second hour of Auto World. We didn't get to that trivia question. We're going to get that answered. I have an email here, and well, I got more than one emails on that question. And what is that question? Let's start off right there. Let's get this bad boy answered and get some detail gifts in your possession, in your hands. And again, with that, folks, you know, you're thinking about, like last week, Trey was trying to call in and from Southern Illinois, and he's trying to get his fuel filter replaced himself. And I first thing I said, get some nitrile gloves on. Get nitrile, they're blue, or get some black ones. And use those gloves also when I send you some Meguiar's Endurance to make those tires look good on the sidewalls. And, of course, even the leather conditioner that I'm going to send you to keep the leather looking good, put the nitro gloves on, period. Just, you know, the goo, the stuff doesn't get in, on your skin. And besides that, guarantee you this, remember the old Polymolive dishwash soap ad that they did back in the early 50s? We should get the snippet and play it because it's kind of funny. They basically promoted that it helps your hands. Well, I'm just going to tell you right here, right now, doing automotive repair work for 40-plus years, what do you think my hands look like? Yeah. Well, if I'm wearing rubber gloves, keep some moisture in. Looks like I've got Palmolive glove hands. Anyway, get some nitrile gloves, get them on there, and we'll get those car details. So here's the question. What vehicle manufacturer uses this as a motto? Never surrender. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do welcome your Facebook messaging. Message me on Facebook. Mark Evans is the address. And with that, I do welcome you over there to take a look at the photos. Fill in the blanks that I put up there with that car that did sell. We're going to share the price with you, and we'd love to have you fill in those blanks. As I said, stated there, fill in the blanks, and I believe it's eight figures. That's a lot of money. Oh, yeah. Fill her in. Also, take a look at that other photo, that front picture. We're going to talk about that car, that truck. What is it? Who? What? And why? Going to have fun there this second hour with that. But first and foremost, let's get to Jim Jim emails me. He says, I'm listening to you on the AM station here in Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to our great affiliate there in Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, and all towns in between. All of you listening, thank you. That shout-out is KZLS AM 1640. Big lot of wattage there, and good to have you folks along in Oklahoma. Absolutely, watch out for those street racers. They got their own TV show. They're doing good. Hi, guys. Anyway, great to have you, Jim. And he says that that is Dodge that says never surrender. Jim, you're absolutely right. We need a drum roll. Jim, you're right. Good job, Jim. It is Dodge. They say never surrender. I believe that is on one of their ads, TV ads. I think it's with the kids driving the car. It's quite a fun ad. I love the manufacturer's ads today, how they change it up and all. And Jim, by the way, from Oklahoma City, thank you. I do appreciate that, listening on AM 1640 KZLS. Good to have all of you along. And Jim, send me an email address back, if you would, somewhere I can ship you some good, Meguiar's Mothers. I've actually got solution finish also to make the black and the plastic look good that's going to come your way. And I'm going to throw in a surprise. I always like to throw in a little bit of a surprise for each and every one of you. And you never know. I don't tell you what it is until you get it. So, and by the way, I do pay for shipping there, Jim. So don't worry about it. That's what it is. Sit back and relax. Put the tray table up. Make sure your seat belts are fastened here, folks, if you would. Here the second hour, we're going to also be talking about the catalytic converters. I'm going to share some emails with you there. And I got an email from a gentleman here that wants to talk about what he should do with a catalytic converter. But first and foremost, I didn't get to that recall the first hour that I promised you. We're going to have a recall each and every hour. So let's do that first recall right now. So if you've got a Hyundai or a Kia, listen up. This is a simple one, but it means a lot. Hyundai and Kia recall more than 601,000 cars for trunk latch problems, folks. That's right. 601,000 of you have got a trunk latch that's not working. Here's the years. Now, this is pretty generic, but it is Hyundai and Kia. Hyundai and Kia, folks. Here's the years. 2016 through 2020 model years. The issue concerns a damaged trunk latch. Have you had the problem yet? Well, here's the model year 2018 to 2020 Accent sedan. The year 2016 through 2017 is also the Kia. So basically it's pretty generic, but if you got a Sonata sedan 2017 through 2018, that has a trunk latch problem. 2016 through the 2018 Sonata hybrid sedan's got the problem. The Forte sedan 2016 through 2018, all that. Okay, so there's a lot. The Rio sedan 2018 through 2019, there's 601,000 of you that have this trunk latch problem. The fix is straightforward, folks. For both brands, they'll replace the trunk latch assembly for free. Free. It is a recall, and you can get it fixed. Just call your Hyundai dealer and give them the VIN number and say, I heard it here on Auto World with Mark Evans that there might be a trunk latch problem and a recall. I want it fixed. They'll take the VIN number and say, oh, yeah, you've got one of the models that's got it. But I'm going to give you another surprise right now. Another surprise, a phone number that can get you direct into Hyundai and Kia. They might not like me doing this, but I'm doing it. Hyundai, 855-371-9460. Kia, 800-333-4542. Now, I'm only going to say that once. And the reason why I'm doing that is because, first off, I want to help you, of course, but I don't want to wear the show out with giving you phone numbers. And, of course, you're saying right now, he said that too fast. I didn't have my paper and pencil ready. I'm doing that purposely, folks, because I want you to, each and every hour, I want you to have a piece of paper and pencil out. Because I have information for you each and every week. But, I know you're mad at me. That's okay. Because I have one thing that I want to say out loud, and you can always go back and listen to Auto World at any one point in time, and you just Google Auto World Podcast. Auto World Podcast, and listen to this hour again, and you'll learn even more, because I know that I have motor mouth and I talk fast sometimes. So go for it. Again, we're going to take a little short break. When we come back, your emails, and we're going to get to the catalytic converter problem. The theft behind the theft. I want to help you not lose your catalytic converter from underneath your car. with the help of our listeners. I'm Mark Evans in the Yellow School Bus in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Keep rolling. I don't
I've got to get a new seat for this bus. I can't find a sunny day with this bench seat in this bus. Oh, the yellow bus. Hey, we're broadcasting here in the little yellow school bus in the Greasy Garage studio. They squeezed it in here, and it feels so good to smell that hot vinyl seat. We all should holler out to our bus companies, folks in our towns, and ask them to put some nice seats in for the drivers. Oh, yes, okay. I know those bench seats. Kids are not really buckled in either. So thank you, bus drivers, for being a nice driver. Please stay cool and drive safe. Appreciate that. And all of you, keep your eyes open for those yellow school buses. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. And we are having a lot of fun. That's what it's all about. Got that one trivia question answered. And, in fact, I've got another trivia question that we'll just shoot out there right now. Which famous song mentions Chevrolet? Keeping the Faith, American Pie, She's in Love with the Boy, or all of these? Again, which famous song mentions Chevrolet? Keeping the Faith, American Pie, She's in Love with the Boy, or all of them? Pick one and call me, 855-660-4261. Facebook, message me. Mark Evans is the address. You're more than welcome, and please do go over and fill in those blanks on that picture of that car there. My email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and we're going to be going back to the email bag that's to the left of me. Right over there. There it is. And share some emails with you. But most of all, here's a gentleman that gets me on Edward here on Facebook. Gets me. He says, on that car, he says, too much money was paid for this car. That amount of money spent was obscene. I think it's eight figures, isn't it, Edward? I don't know. There's so many numbers there. But I fill in the blanks. That's what's that Edward's comment on Facebook. Again, my Facebook address is Mark Evans. You're more than welcome throughout the week and right now to message me and be in touch. And but definitely do enjoy you being a part of Auto World, folks. That's what it's all about. Now, let's get to a email that I'm gonna share a gentleman's here. Email on catalytic converters on the third hour, but right now I've got an email that James here. He says here in the email. Let's read the email. He says, this is from James. I've got a question about my original catalytic converter. My code keeps flashing that it's on 1% life. It flickers, but how do I tell if that's true? ? And if it really is bad, he says, I live in South Carolina. We have no emissions rules. So he's emailing us from South Carolina. James, thank you. Would it be wise, because I'm an aspiring car guy and I want to make my car cool, so would it be wise to take it out and put a straight pipe in? If I do, should I take the muffler out too and drill holes in it, a perfectly good muffler? If it would be wise to do so, that's why I'm asking. And what would you recommend I fill the catalytic space with? Is there a brand or a product or just some material? I'm only a year in auto mechanics. I love to learn as much as I possibly can. James, I salute you, my friend. Thank you for letting me know and everybody else know that you're a year in auto mechanics. And you're going to do well, James, because we're running out of me's out there fixing cars. And the colleges are dropping the auto mechanics classes, the auto body shop classes, and detail classes, all that. So, James, thank you for climbing into the cockpit with me, and we do need you. We do need a lot of me's out there to help everybody to fix cars. And you're talking about your code is flashing that flickering about this catalytic converter, and you're asking pretty much, I read here, that you do want to take or should I take the catalytic converter out. Now, a couple things. If you do not have an emissions code, you know, emissions test like we do here in Idaho and other areas, California, of course, other states, a lot of people are listening in, and we do have to, we don't pass, do we, folks, when the engine light's on, and then we have to go get it fixed. And catalytic converter, you could put a straight pipe in there, James, and if you do want a little bit better sound, you're saying take a muffler off, drill holes in it to get a better sound. Sounds like you kind of want a little bit of a rumble, a little bit lower tone type sound. Don't drill any holes. Don't waste your time. It's energy spent. We don't need to spend any wearing down your right or left arm and your drill bit to put holes in the muffler to get some sound out of her. Couple things. The catalytic converter, yes, you can put a straight pipe in there. And they call it a test pipe. It's not illegal.
It's not illegal. Us shops can put test pipes in to verify yay or nay on the catalytic converter being plugged. All it is, though, James, is just an exhaust pipe, 1.5 inches in diameter, 2 inches, whatever size your pipe is there. And then you have to have them exhaust, you know, shop welded in. So you can do that. No emissions needed there in South Carolina. You can do that. And then muffler-wise, if you want some good rumble, here's what I would do. Take the muffler off. Put the straight pipe in where the catalytic converter is. Put a cherry bomb on it. Yes, oh yes, they still make cherry bombs. All that is a glass back. If the brand is Cherry Bomb, you actually do get a sticker. It's a pretty cool little sticker with a couple cherries there on it. It's called Cherry Bomb. They do have them here in Idaho, and we, by the way, they do sell them. And we are a emission state. So it's quite interesting, all this, what, you know, this word emissions and all, James, but take the muffler off. Put a cherry bomb on it. Now, that's what you're going to get. There's a pretty loud, low, you know, glass back. It's just a straight pipe with packing on the outside of it, inside the can, of course. So it's going to be pretty loud. But, you know, Flowmaster, though, James, you do need... See, a glass back doesn't give you any back pressure. And I don't know what kind of car or truck you have here, but you need a little bit of back pressure in order for it to operate correctly. If the exhaust comes out too fast, that's the heat coming out of the upper part of the engine in the head area, and it will not, if it's fuel injected, it will not be warm enough, hot enough, in order to inject the fuel and burn the fuel correctly, causing horrible gas mileage and no performance. So the best thing, yes, you can put a cherry bomb on there, glass back, but there goes your gas mileage. Just one thing. Go down and get you a Flowmaster. That's the brand Flowmaster, and it's called a turbo muffler. You'll have the rumble, you'll have a little bit of noise, you'll have the back pressure, and everybody will be happy, including the intake valves. All the exhaust valves right next door to the intake, they'll be smiling too. James, I want to thank you from emailing us here, out of South Carolina. Thank you. And definitely, we're going to talk about catalytic converters coming up here in a little bit. The word theft, and also, again, some of you have had those stolen. I'm sorry to hear that, and I'm going to kind of give you some tips of how to maybe not have someone walk off with your catalytic converters. When we come back, again, James, send me an email address. I can send you some goodies. Appreciate you being along with us. Keep up the good work and the auto mechanics word. I'm Mark Evans from the Yellow School Bus right here from the Auto World Plaza. Squeezed you right into the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A federal ruling on whether a moratorium against evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is legal is expected this week. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is expected to rule by Thursday. The court has given the Justice Department until 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday to respond. A judge on Friday refused landlords' request to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich ruled that the freeze is illegal. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a new national terrorism bulletin warning of a heightened threat environment across the United States as the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks approaches. The bulletin warning that both foreign and domestic threat actors are increasingly using the internet to spread their violent extremist narratives and promote violent activities. This is USA Radio News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But the thing that ain't so bad is I got a Galaxy 500.
Some history right there for you. Hey, welcome back into the Yellow School Bus here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We've got 10 and 2. I got my hands on the steering wheel with the gloves on, of course. Auto World. Interactive, informative, all things automotive for you each and every week. Thank you for tuning in to Auto World, whichever hour you're listening to, or all three. That's right, all 3 hours is different. Each hour is different, folks, and we do this purposely because some of you do not get all 3 hours. Some of you get our great affiliates, get 1 hour or 2 hours. And again, if you call the phone and you don't get an answer, don't get mad, get glad. You can always reach me through my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and or Facebook, Mark Evans. And we have the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Go on over there. Take a look at the figure eight chain racing. That's right, two cars. The first car has the motor and gets to go, but the guy, he's hooked up with a logging chain to the car back there, and he just whips him around like a water skier. That's fun to watch. Good to have you along. Also, I got a photo up there of the car. Fill in the blanks. I think it's eight figures. Fill in those blanks. What that car sold for. And, oh, that's a Wasp. Yeah, a little Hornet. There's a new Hornet in town. Yep. There's a little picture of a Hornet there, and you're going to find out coming up here on Auto World what that Hornet's all about. Good to have you along, of course. I want to do a little shout-out first off, though. James emailed us on that
Do I take my catalytic converter off? We don't have any emissions. Do I put one back on? And we talked a little bit about that before the break. I want to do a shout-out to our great affiliate there. And, oh, yeah, there's the shout-out horn. WQXL AM 1480, Columbia, West Columbia, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Good to have you folks along. Powerhouse there. Oh, yeah, longer the horn it is. Good, got horsepower of a station there in South Carolina, and good to have you along. That's what brings James in. And what a great feeling I got him telling us that he's got 1 year under his belt on the auto mechanic side. So, think about me, James. I've still got all my fingers. Be careful out there, please, after 40 years of doing it. Wear some nitro gloves, and your hands will look a lot better than mine, because I started, of course, no nitro gloves on my hands and dipping those hands of mine into the safety clean tank. Boy, did that sting and burn. So, James, everybody, please do wear those nitro gloves, even if you're detailing your car. You can always pull them off and save them again for the next detail. Okay, it's time right here on Auto World. SAV. What's it stand for? Well, that was that picture I put up there on the Facebook page, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio, and my Instagram account, Auto World Media. SAV stands for Sport Adventure Vehicle. Well, look at there, would you? A new compact truck. Who? What? And why? Well, the SAV is a Hyundai Santa Cruz, folks. What is that? Remember the old Subaru Brat or the Subaru Baja? Oh, yeah. It's a little small compact vehicle that Hyundai is bringing us. It's called the Santa Cruz. It is a four-door. They're bringing it to you by 2022. It's called the Santa Cruz is the model, Hyundai. And it was a concept. A little bit of information, a little trivia here. It was a concept vehicle back in January of 2015. It looks like the little Subaru Brat or the Subaru Baja. Remember the Subaru that had the seats in the back, the little pickup box looking the other way? And they had the handles sticking up so the passengers would hang onto those handles and not get thrown out. These don't. Now, this Santa Cruz, it's pretty classy. And really classy. They've molded the lights right into the grill, literally the grill, the squares, the rectangular squares. The headlights are just designed right in there. It's just neat looking, like a chisel, you know, look. Absolutely. Well, this is 195.7 inches long. That's 10 inches smaller. 10 inches smaller, to give you an idea, 10 inches smaller than today's mid-size pickups. Yes, and it has an extended drop down, flip down, whatever you want to call it, bend extender. So when you drop down the tailgate, you can swing the extender out and have a little longer pickup box. They have little pockets there. You can put 2x4s in there in order to haul 4x8 sheets of sheetrock or plywood if you'd like. It's a 4-foot bed, believe it or not. But by the time you put the tailgate down, the extender down, you can haul that 8-foot, piece of sheetrock. That wafer board, you know, that I think, what is it, $90-some a sheet now? 4x8 sheet? But wait a minute. The 2022 Santa Cruz Hyundai Santa Cruz, the sport adventure vehicle, the SAV, it's got a really neat storage box in the bottom of the bed. So if you drop the tailgate, you can lift this storage box lid up, and, oh, yeah, you can stash your whatever you'd like to stash. Here's what's running this bad boy, though, the 2022 Hyundai Santa Cruz. You ready? Believe it or not, listen to this. It's an i4, an inline four-cylinder, folks. A 2.5 liter. You wouldn't think that's much. In fact, your John Deere riding lawnmower might have more. No, it does not. This inline 2.4, the stock one without the turbo, is 190 horsepower. 2.5 four-cylinder, 190. If you buy the one that has the 2.5 four-cylinder turbo, a four-cylinder delivering you 275 horsepower, you might want to put your surfboard in it, right? Blow the skin right off that surfboard. Well, talking about surfboards, here's a neat feature. Have you ever been, well, a lot of you have that SUV that the back window raises up because you want to, stick the 10-foot 2x4 or the 4x4 in between the headrest, between the back seats and the headrest, all the way up to where the column, the floor shifter is, where you're shifting that automatic transmission. You got the window flapping in the breeze back there, and you're trying to tie it down so it doesn't hit the 4x4 or the 2x6 or 2x4. Well, yeah, the 2022 Santa Cruz Hyundai Santa Cruz, they figured it out. You can fold the tailgate halfway down so it's locked. in that position so it's not all the way down flat so the stuff slides out on you. That's a pretty smart little deal. Oh, yeah. But that is what it is, that picture, on my Facebook page, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio, and also the Auto World Media Instagram. It is the 2022, the front nose, the right front nose clip of the grill, the headlights in there. Take a look at it. It's a pretty nice little rig. Why not? It's a pretty good looking rig, and in fact, I don't have the stats on the gas mileage. We'll have to dig that up. Probably gets pretty good gas mileage, that four-cylinder. I bet it does. It gets real good gas mileage. Good looking. A lot of colors, of course, available. Well, right now, it's time. We're going to have to go to a break here in a little bit. But before we go, get ready for the Subaru recall here on the second hour. Something to do with a fuel pump. So if you have a Subaru, there's a recall out. Something to do with a faulty, a fuel pump problem. You know what that means. You might be stranded on the side of the road. Also, coming up on the third hour, I've got a recall for you that you might get your paper and pen out, again, your pencil, because if you own a Honda Accord, it's not really a recall, it's an investigation coming your way, the third hour. Also, the third hour, the most comfortable mile-a-minute car ever built, that's the third hour. And most of all, you're the star of the show, I want to hear from you. Definitely. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about catalytic converters. The number again, 855-660-4261. My email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to your calls and your emails when we come back. We're going to dive right into that catalytic converter email that we got from one of our charter members to help you keep what you have. And he's got a question about something he found on the ground. I'm Mark Evans. Right here, in the yellow school bus. 10 and 2. I think that's 10 o'clock. No, I think I got my left hand on noon. Oh, get it back to 10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, kids, we can't have that kind of music on the bus. Good to have you along. Sitting in the listener seat here on the bus. Thanks for being right there with me. Appreciate that each and every week. I had that trivia question out there, and I got an answer to it, so let's air that. Let's talk about it. The trivia question for the second hour here at Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. Sitting in the yellow bus, which famous song mentions Chevrolet? Keeping the Faith, American Pie, She's in Love with the Boy, Ray Gets Me, in Reno. That kind of has a good ring, Ray, in Reno. Let's do a shout-out to our good affiliate there in Reno. Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, and everybody in between. That is key. Oh, yeah, there's the shout-out horn. That's a real horn, too. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Shout-out to KNNR AM 1400. Hello, Wyatt. Oh, yeah, Wyatt's out there running that station. Appreciate that. Ray, thank you. From Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, Nevada. Oh, yeah, taking all 3 hours of the show. I do appreciate that. Good to have you come in. And he says that that is all three of those songs, Ray says, from Reno. And, Ray, you are absolutely right. Yes, which famous song mentions Chevrolet? Keeping the Faith? Yes. American Pie? Yes. She's in Love with the Boy? Yes. All three. Congratulations, Ray. Hey, send me an email back so I can send you some really good cracked windshields. And, of course, I got a grill that's plastic and it's cracked. I can get that out to you. And do you need me to throw in a steel-belted tire that has no tread left on it? No? Okay. I will not do that. No, I've got some great detail products for you. I always like to, we'll just get those sent out to you.
I'm going to, from here on out, I've been talking about these nitrile rubber gloves. I'm throwing a box of nitrile gloves in there for you. Keep your hands clean. I don't want anybody here listening to me on the show with greasy hands, even though I'm coming from the Greasy Garage Studio. Thank you, Ray, from Reno. Hot August nights. What an event that year down there to this year in Reno. I think that, what's that say, Ray, above your city there, the largest little city in the Northwest or something like that? Pretty cool. Hey, let's get to that. Another recall. I know you Subaru fans have been wanting to know what I'm talking about, and I'm talking about the fuel pump. It's a recall, and that recall means that Subaru recalls 165,000 Subarus for faulty fuel pump, folks. That's right. This is the third major recall this year for Subaru. It's put on a call to repair for more than 165,000 vehicles. Now, here's the years. That's why you want the pen and pencil and paper out. 2018 all the way up to 2020 model year lineup. Faulty fuel pumps, folks. Yep, it'll cause a little bit of problems with the car. Of course, it has low pressure fuel pump inside the fuel tank. It's electric, of course. Pumps the fuel up your fuel rail there into the engine compartment, and it gets enough. It has to have enough pressure. Most of the fuel injectors, folks, have to have at least 40 pounds of pressure in order for them to work correctly. Here's the affected vehicles include model year 2018 Forester wagons, model year 2018 through 2019, the BRZ coupes, the WRX sedans, hatchbacks, 2018 through 2020 Impreza, and legacy sedans, Outback wagons, model year 2019 to 2020, the Accent SUVs, and the model year 2018 through 2019 Toyota 86 coupes. I slid that in there, didn't I? Yes, I did. The Toyotas are involved, too. Fuel pumps. Now, those are expensive. Big money. So, take your VIN number. Call your dealership. If you had those years. And again, remember, you can always go back, Google Auto World Podcast. Go back into the second hour and listen to get that information. And there, the dealer's more than happy to listen in, too, to get it. But take your VIN number. They will treat you fairly, and I guarantee you'll have and enjoy a free fuel pump on them. A lot of the fuel pumps are running $800 to $900 on the cars out there today. It's an electric fuel pump in a module. Includes the float, and it's in there. It's all one module, one piece, but they have to drop the fuel tank down, folks, to get a new one in there for you. And it is spendy. I just did an electric fuel pump on a, and you do get dirty. I mean, I'm talking about from the chin all the way down to my right and left fingers here. You're talking some major grease, big time. So get your VIN number and get it fixed. Okay, let's get on with this catalytic converter. We got a charter member here, Trey. You folks have heard him on the Air Before Live from Southern Illinois. He listens to us from Southern Illinois. And he says, Mark, I think it'd be a good time to let your listeners know to be aware of the catalytic converter theft. You know, I recently purchased that Honda Element, and it's all over the forum that those are getting stolen and are bringing up to $1,000 cash. And the evil people are stealing them in broad daylight, Mark. Some are stealing them while people are at church services. Here's a picture of my dad's Cadillac, which he sent to me here. And I've been talking about, I've been helping him with that. Yep, sure enough, it's gone. The Kelly Inverter says in the background, you'll see the mailbox, and that's the main street that runs through our town. Heartbreaking and just disgusting. I'm not the victim. I guess I shouldn't have let the car up on ramps as long as I did. Trey, no, Lee, get it off the ramps. And you did. He says it's just aggravating that you bust your butt and work hard and take 5 minutes for somebody to come steal your stuff. I think it'll be a great conversation for the show, and people really need to know this is going, what is going on out there. A factory converter, catalytic converter, Trey says, can cost well over $1,200 on all the way up to $3,000 from what I know. And Trey, you're absolutely right. And thank you for emailing me, and that's why I want to read it live to let everybody know this is real. And Trey is real, and this is a real email. This is live, and Trey, thanks for the photos, and I do appreciate that. And a couple things you can do, catalytic converters. I want each and every one of you folks to make time to get down to your recycle scrap yards. Not the junkyards. I want you to go to, well, what it's called here in the Boise area is Pacific Recycling, and that's where everybody takes their washer, dryers, refrigerators, anything that's kind of like metal. You take it there, and they actually pay you per pound for your scrap metal. And that's where, of course, they have, things you can buy and pick up, too, by the way. The wheels, aluminum wheels, anything aluminum, anything that you believe, of course, pop cans, beer cans, aluminum, okay? Anything and everything. I've seen lawnmowers there because they're made mostly of metal, etc. So you need to go down there to your recycle place there and shout out to them and see if they are recording in a book like they do in Boise, Idaho. When somebody brings in a catalytic converter, they actually check it out to verify what you take it off of. What year is it? They write it all down. And in fact, I was there one day when, in fact, the enforcement agent with the federal government was walking through there verifying what the Pacific Recycling people were doing. So, with that said, be careful. As Trey says, keep your eyes on it. And one thing you can do there is put on their aftermarket catalytic converters don't get as much money. But the stock catalytic converter like Trey you got there with your Cadillac, that's huge money. That big boy is huge money. And hopefully go down to your recycle yard and find out. They'll show you a picture of what your catalytic converter should look like. That tube you have in that photo there, Trey, is what that is, a little burp valve, and that was welded and part of the catalytic converter, and that goes up into the smog pump on the Cadillac, and that's what that pipe is. And that has to, it injects air from the smog pump, air from the engine in the belt, sucks it in, and pushes it into the catalytic converter, and that's what that diverter valve there is, or a burp valve. So, and you need that when you're putting another catalytic converter on there, that needs to be on there. Weld that on there, and you'll be good to go. It has to pump air to dilute down the hydrocarbons in the catalytic converter. Trey, thank you again. Again, folks, I just want to say, keep your eyes on the catalytic converter. If you want to have some fun and to stop the catalytic converter from leaving your car, go down to a place that you can get spray can, rattle can paint. Paint your name on it, and they won't steal it. Put your name on there. You could put an ID number on there, and you'll be able to have your catalytic converter. Well, there it is. The garage door is rolling down. Thanks, everybody. Keep your catalytic converters with you. We'll be back for the next hour. And, oh, yeah, the most comfortable mile-minute car ever built. I'm Mark Evans.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.